We continue with our community corner on this Tuesday here at KKWC. We just talked with Heather Holm, the superintendent for South Hamilton, and their special activities coming up on Tuesday. It's our pleasure now speaking with Iowa 4th District Congressman Randy Feenstra from Northwest Iowa. He joins me from his office in Washington, D.C. this Tuesday. Randy, good morning to you.
Hey, Pat. Great to be with you this morning.
And you spent some time in Iowa with all the snow we had over the last few days.
Yeah, we got hit in Northwest Iowa. We got a lot of snow. We got hit pretty hard last week, but hey, it's moisture, so we take moisture anytime we can get it.
You spent some time last week as we begin our interview this morning about the Feenstra Agriculture Tour, and that started last week in Morningside U up there in Sioux City.
Yeah, agriculture is the economic engine of our state, and it's the backbone of our community, so it's so important that we hear and understand agriculture. We've got the big farm bill coming up, so I wanted to hear from so many people of what they want to see in the farm bill. And I was at Morningside University just talking with young future farmers about what they see, and their big issue is the cost of trying to get into the agricultural occupational area. And you know, they also saw the cost of inflation that is just costing so much to try to break into the agricultural field.
And that was very appropriate because last week was FFA week, a time to salute what our FFA students are all about and helping learn all about agriculture and help the future of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, FFA week, it's just great to see from high school kids getting engaged, getting involved, and understanding that we are the breadbasket to the world. And we've got to do everything we can to continue to communicate to the rest of society how important we are as agricultural producers. You know, our food is really predicated on how our producers do.
Let's talk about kind of a similar subject. That's about the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act, which you plan to talk more to Congress come Wednesday.
Yeah, we've been at this for over a year and a half. Now we reintroduced it, Senator Grassley and I. And the bottom line is we have four big packers that account for approximately 85% of the market share. And they can really control the line speeds, they control how much they buy, and so in essence, price-fixing schemes are really happening. So the independent producer, the independent livestock producer, is really struggling to understand what is fair and what is transparent. So what this bill does is creates transparency and fairness in the cattle market by opening up how the price of the packers is being driven. From the cash basis, the formula basis, we have to understand and create a level playing field, whether you're integrated or whether you're an independent producer, that you're getting some of the same prices. And this is a big issue. I did a 36-county tour, obviously, in Moorhead, Iowa last week. We were with a town hall with cattlemen, and this was their number one issue. It's a big topic.
Again, we're talking with Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra from Washington, D.C. today on this Tuesday. Let's talk about now about this Student Act that you'll be introducing to the Congress.
Yeah, this sort of came about. I have three children in college right now, and I asked them, they all have student loans. They said, how much are you going to pay per month when you get out of college? They had no idea. And so the Student Act provides students the information to make sound financial decisions before they take out the loan. It will tell them, all right, you take out this loan, this is what the interest will be, and this will be your monthly payment. What we are seeing is, you know, students coming out of college and they have a $1,000 monthly payment and they can't meet it based on the occupation that they picked. So what this does is just creates, again, transparency for that student of understanding how much debt they have and what they're going to have to pay back once they get out of college.
And this is just introduced as of today?
Yeah, this is just introduced, and it's got a lot of bipartisan support. It's got Senate support. Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley are on this bill. It's a great bill, and hopefully we can get it passed.
From the Student Act, let's talk more about here for just a moment about three biofuel bills that you're working on to make E15 available our gas pumps.
You think of biofuels. You know, in Iowa, we have 42 ethanol plants. We have 11 biodiesel plants. And you know, our economic engine is really predicated on biofuels. Every other row of corn and soybeans goes to either ethanol or biodiesel. So the COST Act is one of these bills that I simply want to have the Secretary of Energy compare the financial and environmental costs between replacing vehicles with electric vehicles versus E85 vehicles, and what is more effective environmentally and financially. Because in my, just doing the homework, I believe that E85 would be better than electric vehicle, and that's what I want to prove. Then I'm also, for research purposes, to continue biofuels is to look at the fuel cell system. And can we use biofuel cell systems in our vehicle to even create more efficiency? That's another bill. And then finally, you know, you think of airlines, you think of locomotives. They should be using biofuels also. So we're pushing the government to say, hey, let's establish a group on how we can get airlines, and locomotives, trains to use biofuels, biodiesel. So that's the goal of these three bills, is again to try to expand ethanol and biodiesel.
And this is a very important topic here in Iowa. What with the
It's so important.
All right. For a moment, let's talk about, this is something I've heard about the first time when I read this, is about your work to stop the IRS from snooping into our bank accounts across Iowa, and the nation for that matter.
Yeah, the IRS came out with a rule last year that said that if you deposit or take out $600, is that they could snoop into your bank account and understand where's it going, why are you spending it. And again, this is really egregious for anybody. So we voted to defund 87,000 IRS agents that were going down this path. Again, it's not the big corporations. The big corporations, they have the accountants to navigate these things. It's mom and pop. It's the families. It's small businesses that are struggling. And 90% of the audits that are happening in Iowa are these small businesses and families. And we just, are saying stop it, all right? We don't need this overreach of the IRS.
And finally, let's talk about you're trying to rescind the WOTUS rule from the Biden administration.
Yeah. On my 39-county tour, this is the biggest thing I'm hearing from farmers, and on my ag tour, is that the EPA has doubled down on expanding the significant nexus test on navigable waters. They've expanded what navigable waters mean, simply meaning if you have a little creek or a little pond or some water coming out of your tile going into your ditch, in essence, it could be called navigable waters, meaning that such farming activities like moving dirt, plowing, building a fence along this area of water would require a federal permit. And if you didn't get a federal permit, obviously you could get significantly fined. So what we're trying to do is say, wait a minute, EPA, this is an extreme overreach. So we're trying to create congressional action on trying to stop this. We're trying to also see if we can put it in the next farm bill. Again, we believe local control, the farmer knows best of how to take care of their land, not the federal government and their heavy-handedness.
Anything else covered in the next few weeks there, Congressman?
The big thing that we're still looking at is the inflationary cost of what's happening, and we're doing several bills in the coming weeks to try to slow down inflation. Obviously, we had out-of-control spending that caused a lot of inflation, and we're really trying to nip that in the bud and try to slow that down. But again, I represent everyone in Congress, and if anybody has any questions, thoughts, or ideas, they can always jump online, go to feenstra.house.gov. I'd love to hear from people about what we can do differently.
Again, that website address is feenstra.house.gov if you want to keep in touch with Congressman Randy Feenstra from Hall, joining me today here on KKWC. Congressman, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Pat, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on.